Chapter 1. Scarcity. Looking inside our culture of never enough. After doing this work for the past 12 years and watching scarcity ride roughshod over our families, organizations, and communities, I'd say the one thing we have in common is that we're sick of feeling afraid. We want to dare greatly. We're tired of the national conversation centering on what should we fear and who should we blame. We all want to be brave. You can't swing a cat without hitting a narcissist. Granted, it wasn't my most eloquent moment on stage. It also wasn't my intention to offend anyone, but when I'm really fired up or frustrated, I tend to revert back to the language instilled in me by the generations of Texans who came before me. I swing cats, things get stuck in my craw, and I'm frequently fixin' to come undone. These regressions normally happen at home or when I'm with family and friends, but occasionally when I'm feeling ornery, they slip out on stage. I've heard and used the swinging cat expression my entire life, and it didn't dawn on me that more than a few of the 1,000 members of the audience were picturing me knocking over self-important folks with an actual feline. In my defense, while responding to numerous emails sent by audience members who thought animal cruelty was inconsistent with my message of vulnerability and connection, I did learn that the expression has nothing to do with animals. It's actually a British Navy reference to the difficulty of using a cat-o'-nine-tails in the tight quarters of a ship. I know, not so great either. In this particular instance, the cat swinging was triggered when a woman from the audience shouted out, "The kids today think they're so special. What's turning so many people into narcissists?" My less-than-stellar response verged on smart-alecky. Yeah, you can't swing a cat without hitting a narcissist. But it stemmed from a frustration that I still feel when I hear the term narcissism thrown around. Facebook is so narcissistic. Why do people think what they're doing is so important? The kids today are all narcissists. It's always me, me, me. My boss is such a narcissist. She thinks she's better than everyone and is always putting other people down. And while lay people are using narcissism as a catch-all diagnosis for everything from arrogance to rude behavior, researchers and helping professionals are testing the concept's elasticity in every way imaginable. Recently, a group of researchers conducted a computer analysis of 3 decades of hit songs. The researchers reported a statistically significant trend toward narcissism and hostility in popular music.